I had never heard of the Merchant Marine Act of 1920 or the Jones Act till we were going to do an Alaska cruise. And I wondered, why does the cruise ship stop in Canada for a few hours? And the reason why is that law says vessels that are U.S. registered, only vessels that are U.S. registered, U.S. built, and U.S. owned can move between two U.S. ports. So they had to stop in Canada to get around that rule. A lot of people say it's archaic and it's protectionism and it is raising prices everywhere. Supporters of it say that it helps protect American jobs. Colin Grabo joins us now from the Cato Institute. Colin, you're on the side that wants to get rid of it, correct?
That's correct, Sean.
Walk us through why.
Sure. So, as you said, Jones Act mandates if you want to transport goods between two ports in the United States, you want to do it by water, you need a ship that's U.S. flagged, U.S. built, and mostly U.S. crewed and owned. Now, the problem with that is that these ships are very, very expensive. If you just want to build one of those ships, you have to get it from a U.S. shipyard, and they charge prices that are 4 to 5 times higher than one at a foreign shipyard. So, you know, a ship that costs $40 million in Asia, well, that's going to be more like $160, $170 million ship here in the United States. And, of course, all that gets passed along to the it gets reflected in the shipping rates that they charge. And then the operating costs of these ships are about 3 times higher than what you find for international ships. So we basically made shipping, which should be a big part, I think, of the transportation landscape in this country. Just look at a map of the United States. You know, we have thousands of miles of coastline, Great Lakes, obviously have Hawaii and Puerto Rico, places you only get to by ship if you want to send something, big, heavy product. And yet we just have a very small, uncompetitive fleet. So when it comes time to transportation, that's basically an option that in many ways is off the table.
Some statistics show that about 82,000 jobs in commercial shipbuilding and waterborne industries are attributed to the Jones Act. Are those jobs worth it?
Well, I think that like any job in the United States, people should have to compete. Lots of people in here, they embrace competition. I think Americans are a competitive people, innovative people, and I think if given the chance, they can rise to the occasion. So I think that this argument is kind of based in pessimism, that Americans aren't good enough, that they need that protectionism, and that without it, they can't compete. Furthermore, I think we also need to think about all the jobs that this law is costing us. One thing that's particularly egregious is that there are certain types of products that we can't ship by water because we don't even have the ships. So New England, it's coming in wintertime, temperatures plunge, and they need natural gas. We can't send American liquefied natural gas to them by ships because there are no ships to transport. They have to import from foreign countries. How many jobs is that supporting?
Yeah, I just, it's an interesting debate, and I feel like this is a debate that we have in other industries as well. It's just manifesting itself on the water. And there's also another act you guys want to see repealed, the Dredge Act. That's even older, right?
Yeah, so this is the Foreign Dredge Act of 1906. This is basically the Jones Act, but for dredging. If you want to dredge in the United States, and dredging, for those unfamiliar, this is kind of the removal of sediment. If you want to deepen a port, ports, waterways, they tend to fill with sand over time. You need to clear that out so all the ships can use it because it's navigable. We have a very small dredging fleet, a very small and expensive and old dredging fleet because we don't have access to international ships. So that means higher costs, and it means that our ports don't work as efficiently. And that, of course, has implications for the rest of the economy.
Proponents would say that many U.S. presidents, many senators, it's bipartisan. It's got a lot of bipartisan support, the Jones Act. What do you say to people that say that this is never going to change?
Well, I think there have probably been lots of things in history. People said, don't waste your time. And, eventually change does happen. So what I know for sure is that change is never going to happen if you don't try. And I think that we need to call out the cost of this. I think one problem here is most people, they have no idea about these types of laws. They don't know that it affects them. So one thing is raising awareness, because the people that tend to be aware of these laws are the ones that benefit from it, the ones that at the shipyards where you have to buy what they make. They love that law. And they have lobbyists here in D.C. Making the case all the time at Capitol Hill. So we need to change the equation a little bit and wake the average American up to the impact of this law on their life.
Colin, we need more time on this subject. We don't have it tonight, but I hope you'll come back again, okay?
I would love to be on, John. Thanks for the time.